sports, news, and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
Hey, that's all we ask is a little common sense. When I talk to Charles Walshine, foreclosure defense attorney, top litigator, WalshineLegal.com. That's with two L's, Stephen Schwartz. Businessman, aficionado, entrepreneur, MrDumble.com, home of the great hoodies, no shirts, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear on that. We say a very good morning to the common sense solutionists, and Mr. Walshine and Mr. Schwartz. Charles and Steve, good morning. How are you? Charles?
Good morning, Jay. The world is changing, Jay. The world is changing. John Gruden of the Raiders is gone. He's out. He's done. Too many emails. Nasty.
He really is.
Done.
And that was my first topic.
Superman. Talk to me about Superman, Jay. Superman. Superman is a bisexual now? What is that what I just read? That Superman's going to be a bisexual? And his son?
You read that right.
The third thing that I read, Jay, this morning is that libraries in our Long Island will not be charging late fees anymore. How great is that? That there's a works on that after 142 years, they finally realized that libraries are very tough to get to. But the world doesn't care about any of this. You know what the world cares about, Jay? They care about one thing. They care about how is Charles Walshine doing. Charles, how you feeling?
I am happier than a clam at low tide.
Very nice. You know, that's just music to my ears when I hear that from you. It sets the tone of my Tuesday.
It's like a little smiling
to know
clam.
That you are happier than a clam at low tide.
Clam
you know,
at low tide.
You know, Stevie, you must have looked at my list. You got all three on there. Well, library fees, by the way, I still owe $62 for the Happy Hollisters going back to fifth grade at the Bayside Queens Library.
Good one.
I mean, John Gruden, right? Let's go with Gruden. And I give credit to my son, Justin, who alerted me before anybody else that Gruden was getting canned. And sure enough, he did. And that's what happened yesterday. It caught up to him. And, you know, you got a sense. And you go back to even when, 2011, Steve, when all this started, the emails, the slurs, the commissioner, the union head in DeMar Smith. Listen, John Gruden, even back then, you got to know, you got to have some sort of semblance as far as how you're going about your business. You have to have it. Directed at Roger Goodell, directed at the Washington football team head, that being Bruce Allen at the time. You know, John Gruden, I don't have any sympathy for the guy. I got to be honest with you. And you could tell me, well, we live in this woke society. No. It's called common sense. That's what our segment is really based upon. So upon hearing the whole Gruden situation over the last couple of days, Stevie, what was you thinking here?
I'm with you, Jay. I mean, this guy, you know, it's amazing, though, it took so long for all this to come out, and there's almost two rules for two different people, you know, and that's the real shame of it all, is that if this was done by somebody else, they probably would have been outed a long, long time before this. They probably, covered this up all along. And then he didn't learn his lesson. He kept getting nasty. He just kept nasty emails from 2011. They have them all the way up to probably the day before he got canned. Okay, because this guy wasn't going to learn his lesson. He's old school. He's old thinking. He's narrow minded. And the truth of the matter is, he's a bully. He's a bully. And you know, on even when you watched him on those ESPN things, when he would take the quarterback in, and he'd say, you know, son, you know, this and that, you got it was like this old football bully mentality. You know what? It was wrong then because there was a lot of people that got hurt by it. You know, people love that if you're on the right side of it, but when you're on the wrong side of it, there's a whole nother story. So, you know what?
No, I kind of had a sense something was going on, guys. I had a sense something was going on Sunday. The Raiders lose at home to the Chicago Bears and a rookie quarterback, and that being Justin Fields. And I said to myself, wow, there's no way this guy's lasting, because, you know, you read some of the comments. So some people abstained as far as their feelings, some of the players on that Raider team. And that was a flag to me as far as, you know what, this guy's job is no more. And that's what happened. Mark Davis, the owner, called him in the other night, yesterday early, and that was it. You know, listen, you want to resign or you're going to get terminated? Either one, your choice. And that was it. You cannot get away with that stuff. And I don't even care. Way before, Charles, this woke culture and everything else. I mean, come on. You're Don Gruden, and you're writing that type of stuff. You know what? Deep down, you can apologize all you want, but truly, that's how you feel, I think, in a way. That was an eye-opener. And the NFL, guys, as you know, is striving to make it very clear regarding Stop the Hate and all this other stuff. And Gruden really set the league back somewhat here. Now, listen, to be fair, he's not the only guy. But he's the guy that got caught, at least for now, Charles. At least for now.
I have one question.
Dude.
I have one question. Who is John Gruden?
I forgot. We're talking hockey here, Charles. We're talking hockey pucks.
No, I know it's Canadian football.
When he was a player, didn't he do like 3 Stanley Cups in the World Series or something? Or didn't he?
I knew I should have started with Superman. I mean,
talk about something. We'll talk about Superman. You can throw Batman in there.
Let's move on. Hey, okay. Steve, I forgot. Let's move on. Listen, let's talk. Superman.
You want me to talk about sports? Hold on a second. Hold on. You want me to talk about sports? You got to give me at least 2 weeks' notice. Because what I have to do is I'm gonna have to do what you did: is get half of a bottom. I have to get half lobotomized to talk sports. Because to me, it has been, oh God, yes. Well, you know, you're fortunate, because every once in a while they can actually put the half of the brain that they took out back in your head when you have to have a serious conversation. But sports to me is just, there have been 3 intelligent sportscasters, and it all happened by accident. Howard Cosell, Bob Costas, and that other guy, what's his name? Gumbel. And they didn't even start out as sportscasters, okay? Everybody else, brain dead. Flatline, they hook them up to a machine, they think they're ready to bury them. But meanwhile, they can go get their own breakfast at the buffet. I don't know, they're like the walking dead. So whatever. There it is. Don't talk to me about sports. Give me 2 weeks' notice, I'll have my brain taken out. Then we can talk.
Okay. All right, listen, well, let's move on. And, you know, Charles, well, let's go to the Superman stuff, because, you know, now it comes out, the depiction that he's bisexual. You know, I was thinking way back in time, because I was a big fan of the comics, Marvel, Superman, the movies. I remember in 76 when the first Superman movie came out, I was excited as could be. And I was just wondering, you know, would that have altered my thinking at all as far as how I felt about the Man of Steel? I mean, in essence, you know, I don't think it would. I don't think it would have, to be quite honest. You know, I was more in awe of his capabilities as far as powers were concerned. I'm just curious to see how you feel with the news yesterday, and maybe going back as a kid. Hard to think about Walshine as a kid. But in essence, what was your mindset yesterday coming out?
Well, you know, I used to watch the original Superman on television with George Reeves. Right? Now, he had Lois Lane. He had full access to Lois Lane. Right? Never made his move, ever. That I made him suspect right off the bat. Number 2, all those guys, they're all gay. They're in perfect shape. They have perfect haircut, perfect teeth. Their nails are done. They're intelligent, and they apparently have good jobs and money. What does that sound like to you? Batman, multimillionaire. He had Robin. He had Alfred. What is that? We all knew, and the tights, especially the tights, we all knew that they were gay back then. Or it's so nondescript that they had to be. What's with the tights?
So I said, are you kidding me?
Batman and, what? No, I said, no, I swear to God. I said to my mother, what's with Batman and Robin? What's up with that? We never see him with a woman. What's up with that?
I don't believe you.
I was like 11 years old. I swear to God. You want to talk about Batman being bisexual? This is nothing new. I knew he was gay when I was 11. I didn't even know what gay was, and I knew he was gay when I was 11.
Try to get it right. It's Superman they're talking about.
Batman, I know, but Batman's
always married with like four kids.
Batman,
and, you know, was a you know, he loved Catwoman. What are you kidding me?
Stop
it. Catwoman together.
Full access to Catwoman. Never took a shot. Come on. And by the way, Batman. If you think Superman's gay, Batman's even gayer than Superman. How's that?
Listen,
I disagree with you. First of all, Superman
was never thought of as gay or bisexual. And if they're going to try to make his son, I think they're going to try to make his son from him and Lois bisexual. That'll be the new generation.
When did that happen? When did he marry Lois Lane? When did that happen?
Well, you got to read those comics.
I watched
the original too, and I got news for you. I believe it was a different world in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s. The one thing I will say about Charles Walshine is he was way ahead of his time. He's telling you the truth. I guarantee you that he looked at his mother and goes, well, I think Batman is gay. I guarantee you that Charlie, if anyone in Brooklyn, okay, growing up, would see it, it would be Charlie. I was blind as a bat. I couldn't see that in a million years. I grew up on Superman as being, forget about it, the womanizer of all, flying Lois Lane all around.
Womanizer?
Come on, it's a beautiful thing. Yes, do you ever see him? You ever see him in Clark Kent when he was in the office and stuff? There was something, I don't know, special about him. You know,
the guy was perfect.
I was blind as a bat. What can I tell you? You were ahead of the curve. But Superman, listen to me, Superman is still Superman, okay? All right, and now we're in the year 2021, and now you're going to make him bisexual?
Let me ask you a question. Did Christopher Reeve? Didn't Christopher Reeve carry Lois Lane in the evening sky and you know, had a little romantic interlude? Didn't Batman, played by the great Adam West, back in the day, feel the need, as far as Catwoman was concerned? I felt there was a little something going on there. I don't have that same thought process as you. You actually thought back in the day that was strange as a kid? You would ask your mother if there was something wrong with Superman and Batman as far as his relationships with women? You questioned that?
The whole scene was just weird to me. Plus, not only that, I mean, look, if you've ever hung around with gay people, and I've had, because I'm into art and literature and all these things, there's a lot of music, musicians, there's a lot of gay people around. More, by the way, now, they're not more gay people, they're just all out of the closet. Which is, and I am so in favor of not even talking about people's sexuality, because A, it's nobody's business. Number one. Number two, it's this whole question of, you know, people having fluid sexuality. My reaction to all this is, who cares? There's nothing weird about being who you are. Like,
I know, but here's the point. Here's the point of the conversation. The point of the conversation is, why in the year 2021 do we have to do something outrageous to try to prove a point or make people feel good about things? Shouldn't things be done naturally?
Why talk about it?
In a natural way. And I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to give you credit for one thing, because the viewers should, the listeners should know this. Charlie Walshine was way ahead of the curve. And, you know, you can say anything you want about prejudice and this and every, oh, we weren't prejudiced. The world was prejudiced, but not Charles Walshine. Charles Walshine was the first person, Jay, and this is the God's honest truth, because I saw it, to invite black people over to his house during the day, okay? And that is the truth.
Remember, he was black and gay, and
by the way, Charlie, it happened naturally, because you actually wrote a poem, I remember, because you are an artist, and you wrote a poem about being colorblind, about the world. Remember that girl that you went out with? Remember that?
I'm going to tell you something.
You were way ahead of your time.
I am, to this day.
You should be proud of that, too.
I'm 59 years old.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, one of the first girls I ever dated was a black woman.
I remember that.
And I'm embarrassed about it to this day. I wouldn't tell anyone because I was embarrassed. And that is, this is my personal shame in life. I wouldn't tell my parents because I didn't know what they would think.
Right.
You know that? You knew.
Right.
Because you never judged me, which is why.
But hold on. I also knew that you were also the first one to bring black people into your home back then.
That's
an incredible thing. That was incredible.
Well, glad you guys are giving yourselves accolades and everything else for breaking barriers. Tremendous job, really.
I grew up in a very progressive household.
Listen, I'm still kind of baffled over the fact that you actually had the thought process that there was something wrong with Batman and Superman. Listen, let's move on.
Are you kidding? Batman? You really worried about Batman? Like, if Superman was on you didn't know. Could be one way or the other. Batman had Robin. He never hung out with women. He's a multimillionaire. The guy's in perfect shape. What does that sound like? If that's not gay, nothing is. I went.
You must have missed
I actually want to be gay, except for the sex part. But I want everything that gay people are. I could do everything gay except the sex. I just can't get my arms around that.
Listen, again,
you wanted to make me gay. I'm in for 100%.
You know what? I throw Catwoman right in your basement, and you are
listen.
The thing from gay. Okay.
Listen.
There's not many Catwomen in your basement.
That's what I said. Except for the sex.
Right. No, man. You like Catwoman.
You're blind.
My favorite thing in the world is my favorite thing is to go shopping with my wife. I love to.
All right, listen, guys.
You know, what guy does that?
A little too much here on the Cape Crusader. A little too much. But let me say this: if you don't think Adam West had the hots for Eartha Kitt or Julie Newmar, as far as playing Catwoman, you're out of your mind. Now let's move on because you know we're coming upon the season of giving. And I'm worried that for the kids, there might not be any given. You know, we've got shortages. We've got container ships that are just sitting there in L.A. Harbor. You know, we're talking about toys not being on the shelves. I mean, you go to the grocery store now, you can't even find items, right? I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening right now. Could you imagine this? We've got some real problems here. Southwest Airlines here canceling flights. We got issues. Steve, we got real issues here. Can you imagine toys not being ready? Christmas, Hanukkah, the whole nine yards here? Can you imagine this? What the heck's going on here?
Leadership.
One a word. It ain't leadership. It's Amazon. I could get a Mickey Rivers bobblehead delivered to my door within 2 hours, okay? So... You're right, Jay. I mean, the mainstream, we're falling apart. We are. We're absolutely falling apart. I saw that on TV about the Southwest Airlines, about canceling all those flights and going back to, you know, the crazy times of disorganized, you know, not thinking ahead. And it's like a trickle-down effect. And, It could be a crazy holiday season. It really can be a crazy. People want to move forward from the coronavirus desperately. I mean, desperately. You could see that all across the country. You could just see it in your stadiums. You could see it in concerts. You had the big fight, the Wilder fight, you know, and there was a great fight with Fury defeating Wilder, as you mentioned with Dr. Ron Sinagra. But the idea of everyone sitting on top of each other and super spreading, and we're going to sit and worry about whether or not the kids have enough toys or not for the holiday time when we're still in a plague. I want to get to that point. That would be a great conversation to have with you. What's going on? There's not enough, toys on the shelves. Come on.
This is Charles. Hold on a minute now, guys. This is just another area in which we are falling completely apart in every facet of this country right now. And if you don't think, again, you know, listen, I'm not picking up where we left off last week, but if you don't think this is a derivative of a lot of things gone awry with this administration, you need your head examined. Okay, not solely, but right now we got major issues here. We got major issues. Charles, go ahead.
Well, there's a reason for the supply chain. I don't even think I'm not getting into an argument about the supply chain or Southwest Airlines, because I actually read about it in like a real book, not a comic book. Okay, that's where I get my information. So, you know, I'm not gonna argue. But I've already done.
Just get to the crux.
Well, I got my niece. You just sometimes you can't go to Toys R Us or any of these other small businesses out of business. You can't go to Amazon because you're not going to get it. So I'm going another way with it. I got my niece she's 6 years old. I got her an oil filter from parts, you know, auto parts. I'm buying things off. I'm buying things that people wouldn't normally expect that one day they will need. So I'm starting to buy auto parts for people. I got my brother-in-law an alternator. You can get these things.
You bought your 6 year old an oil filter?
You can get it. You can get it. I mean, I tried to get her the bisexual Barbie, you know, or the bisexual Ken, but they're out of those. The bisexual Superman's gonna be the hottest toy ever. I can't get her that one either. So sometimes you have to think outside the box. So I got her an oil filter. You could go walk into. You could buy anybody an oil filter or an alternator, windshield wipers. I'm getting my sister in law windshield wipers. Good guess. You're going to need these things one day. Schwartz, come on. You're going to need windshield wipers. You're going
to
say, well,
I'm going to have to take Jay's side on this, all right? Omelets are up $2. Eggs are up. You know, wherever you go, everyone is like price gouging now. I get what Jay is saying. I really do. I understand what the atmosphere is all about. Unfortunately, I don't think, I think what Jay was trying to get at, which we should never deflect or not go straight for, is the idea that, you know what, he wants to blame the Biden administration. I want to blame the Trump administration leading into the Biden administration, okay? I want to blame that. That's what I want to blame for where we are today. So, Jay, I think you're half right, and I think that Charlie is playing with kid gloves on, which is not what we do here. But I don't want to play with kid gloves. I want to take gloves
off. He's prancing around like a butterfly today.
That we got bigger issues out there than whether or not the kids get toys or not, Jay.
Well, that's just a signal.
That's gonna boomerang right back in our front yard.
That's just a signal, Stevie. You know, listen, the fact of the matter is, yeah, there's shortages. I get it. Pandemic related, I understand it, okay? Supply, demand. But let's not forget a couple of things here. You know, the lies and everything else from this administration, you know, taxing 400,000 or less. Don't be afraid. We will not hurt you. Guess what? We're all feeling it. We're all feeling it right now, okay? Because of what's happening presently here. We're all feeling it. And let's not forget the unemployment situation and the extension of benefits and those standing on the sidelines who really don't care to get back into the workforce right now as they kind of ponder their situations. So, you know, it's a group effort here of categories of what we are all feeling as a society right now. But it really is based in part of who is at the controls. And that's what we have to kind of get into here. You know, and that's what it is. This is a derivative of what's going on all over as far as the economics is concerned.
Well,
so you want to tell me a little bit of Trump and a little bit of Biden? I think more on the side of Joe Biden right now as far as how he's handling business and everything else. So, in essence,
I'm going to tell you something.
My two cents quickly, because I got to get to the award. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, something happened in, you know, my own personal life. We had steak the other night, and I went for the ketchup. We were out of ketchup. You know, that was Joe Biden's fault. And two light bulbs are out in the kitchen. That was his fault, too. Especially the ketchup part. And then I went to
get That's a silly
ketchup,
answer.
It was actually, I could get ketchup, which is, by the way, what I got from my mother-in-law for Christmas. It's all passed away.
Your sarcasm does not camouflage the fact of what really is at hand, my friend. We will take a very Short break. Go ahead. Finish it. Finish it. Go ahead.
Enough with the politics and blame one guy
quick.
For all the world's problems. Okay? Enough of that. Because you know something? You and your avian brain, you know, you really have to start reading books. Have or magazines. Read The Economist. How
because
about
what you say
every week.
With what you say is gospel, right? With what you say is gospel, as far as your side of thinking, as far as being having a liberal type approach to the world's problems here.
You don't even
because
know
what Charles Walshine says is gospel.
What's a liberal?
Because you know why?
Jay,
he reads books.
What's a liberal?
He reads books.
Yeah, a liberal.
He reads books.
Yeah, God forbid. I'll be a liberal then.
Take a break. 8:27. We come back with a coveted turd award right after this. All right, folks. Each and every week, we give out the very coveted bronze turdy award for those who have stepped in it. How do we know? You vote on it on the Twitter page of LI News Radio. And from last week, the unvaccinated educators and health workers, that was Charles's selection. Urban Meyer was Steve's. Katie Couric was mine. Urban Meyer. Gets the award. Congratulations, Mr. Schwartz. We will box up and send nice little ribbon for the coach, who I guess cares more about lap dances than victories these days. In essence, Urban Meyer, with a leadership of a Jaguar team that has lost 20 straight. They haven't won a game since the opening of the 2020 season, folks. Urban Meyer, the recipient of the coveted bronze turdy. Mr. Schwartz, you have the honors as far as your nominee for the upcoming.
Thank you. This week we're going to go to Mr. and Mrs. Front Porch, people that move into people's neighborhoods, blend on in. You have no idea who they are, and then they turn out to be a Navy nuclear engineer who is selling secrets to a government, which the government gave in this husband and wife, this Jonathan Toby and his wife, Diane, who were selling nuclear secrets on their subs. He was an engineer on a sub. This is a disgusting. I mean, you talk about stepping into it. When you sell out, you know, your country, I don't think there's anything more despicable than that. And that's exactly what this guy did. He sold out his country, this nuclear Virginia-class submarines. He was doing it from April 2020 all the way up to September 2021, putting them in peanut butter, meeting with the FBI, and putting special things into peanut butter sandwiches and gums, and had exit strategy all planned. And one of the governments, whether it was China, France, India, Russia, or England, we're not sure which one, turned and worked with the FBI. Can you imagine this? Worked with the FBI. And caught this guy red-handed. So Jonathan Toby and his wife Diane, who was the lookout, are my turds of the week. Nothing worse.
Good one. Real good.
Three last week, sir. Charles, you're a nominee for the upcoming, sir.
Well, I saw Absurdum et Tremendum live on television. Kamala Harris with that staged little thing that she had with a bunch of kids talking about how they can do anything, they can go to outer space. I have never seen anything more insane in my entire life. It was comical. I'm still laughing about it. They bury her, and probably for a good reason. She's buried somewhere. She's not in the news. She's not in the news cycle. She's nowhere. And all of a sudden, she comes out with this, and then she's going to go back into hiding for another 9 months, and she's going to come out with something more, you know, episode two or something like that. So Kamala Harris and her handlers, definitely get deterred from me because I have no idea what's going on there.
That's a great choice. Great choice. Her ratings are so low, they hardly could be seen at this point in time.
They can't even rate her. She's so
bad. And she is so bad. And you're right. You know, they actually separate them now, you know, because Biden's ratings are so bad. Kamala's are even worse as a VP. The worst in the history of the vice presidency, you know, to be in a with kids, by the way, staged actors talking about space. I mean, come on, you know, the czar of the border, right? Look, geez, I tell you, you can't make this stuff. Whoever's running the country.
That's right. Make it up. That's right.
It is unbelievable. Listen, my award has to go to the great Dr. Tony Fauci, who, by the way, gave us the green light. we can all dress up and trick-or-treat. Thanks to Dr. Fauci. Appreciate that, Doc. All is good. All is good in the world now when Fauci talks. Fauci has given the green light that we could all have fun on Halloween. Go out and trick-or-treat. Just wear your mask where you can. You know, listen, quite frankly, you know what I feel about Fauci. I'm done with him. Respected him in the beginning. Way too much. Lied to Congress regarding gain of function, the lab, Wuhan, and everything else. Come on. Enough of Fauci. I don't even know what his status is with the White House. Is he a secretary or something that I missed? I have no idea. But Anthony Fauci, and take your Vogue covers and gentlemen's whatever and go. Just take it away and have some fun. You're 80 years old. That's enough. My upcoming for the week, the Bronze Turdy nominee on my behalf is Dr. Anthony Fauci. Stephen Schwartz, MrDumble.com, Charles Walshine, WalshineLegal.com. I look forward, as always, to talking with you next week.
Toodaloo. Thank you, Jay.